Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 8th day of Tammuz, Masechta Trumos, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Vav. Saw Truma Shenafla Lepachas Memeya. If you ever saw Truma that fell into less than 100 saw of Cholin, Vinidamo, and therefore the whole thing becomes forbidden for Yisrael because of the mixture of Truma was, and the Truma is not bottled, it wasn't enough Cholin. And then they fell from this mixture, they fell into other cholin. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Medamaskis from Avada, he says that it will have the same power to make osir, the next batch of cholin or the next bunch of cholin that it fell into, as if it was the actual truma that came out. As if, because he looks at the whole mixture, the first mixture that was osir to Israel, completely like truma, and therefore it'll be medamas other cholin. It'll make aser other cholin, just like it was truma vaday. If a saw of it fell into cholin, it would only be bottle if you need another 100 saw, even though it came from a mixture. V'chachomim oimrim ein hamaduma medamea el v'chashban. The offending saw that he took out, or the offending quantity that he took out, will only make aser other cholin, according to the proportion of truma that is in it. So let's say one saw of this meduma fell into cholin. It'd be enough to have 100 chalokim, 100 parts of cholin, for each part of truma that there is in the saw of meduma. And not only that, but the cholin that's within this saw, because remember it's part cholin, part truma, the cholin that's within this saw will actually help to join with the other grain or the other food to be mevatel the truma. So let's say you had in the first batch there was a saw truma that fell into 23 saim of cholin. So that means that 1/24 of this mixture is really is truma. The whole meduma now the osur quantity is 24 saw. Now there fell from this saw into another batch of cholin. According to the Chachamim, this saw that now came out and fell into another batch will only usher the new batch according to the proportion of truma that's in it, which is really only 1/24 of a saw. How much is a saw? A saw is 24 lugim. So 1/24 of the saw is one lug. So really only one lug in this saw is really needs to be bottled. So let's say in the chulin amount, there were 77 lugim that it fell into. Then you can add the 23 lugim in this saw that's contained in it, because remember it's a mixture, it's only one part. 1/24 of it is really considered as truma. 23 parts is considered chulin. Add the 77 that it joined with, and you'll have 100 parts of chulin to be mevatel, the one lug of truma. That's how most Rishonim learn. Rambam is more strict. He says no. He says the chulin in the meduma, in this osa saw, will not help to join to matal truma. You'll need another 100 lugim separately to mimavatal, that one lug of that's contained in the saw. Certainly, still much, much more lenient than Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. V'ein hamechumetz machmetz el ficheshben, continues the Mishnah, that something that's been fermented with truma, if you have a batch, a dough of chulin that's been fermented with yeast of truma, it's completely osur to a non-kohen, will not even be bottled 1 in 100 because of the effect of the yeast that's had an effect on the dough. And now, the Chachamim hold that if they fell from this dough that's been fermented with a bit of truma, it falls into another batch of chulin, it'll only prohibit it and make it osur according to the proportion of truma that's in it. So, let's say you had a piece of dough that was medamas, that was osur. It fell into another dough, and it was mixed with yeast of truma. But it had enough there was enough proportion of the truma in it, of the yeast in it, to be fermenting the new batch, even without the chulin part of it that's in it, that'll be also for a non-kohen. For example, let's say the first batch of dough was 4 liters, and it was fermented with the yeast of truma that only had enough, that had exactly enough to ferment a batch of 4 liters. Now, if a liter, one quarter of this dough falls into another dough, then we say if the second dough is comprising 1 liter, it's also for non-kohenim. Why? Because in the liter of issa, the liter of dough that fell into it, there is enough yeast proportion of truma to ferment, to make rise the dough of 1 liter, because it's proportional, it's one quarter. But if there would be, if the batch or the dough that this bit of the dough fell into, that this damas fell into, is more than a liter, then the proportion of yeast of truma that's in it is not enough to make that rise, and then it'll be mutter. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, Maim Shuvim, which is water that's been drawn, will not render a mikveh unfit unless it's according to the proportion. Now here we have a number of ways of understanding it. There is one way which is learned, and that is as follows. A mikveh for toiveling in has to have at least 40 saw, which is not drawn water. It wasn't in any bucket. It comes straight from the sky. It was rainwater. And if you don't have such a shear, if you have less than 40 saw, anything less than that, and 3 lugim of maim shuvim fall into it, 3 lugim of tap water fall into it, it'll render the mikveh possible. Once you have the 40 saw, the nucleus of a mikveh that's kosher, doesn't matter how much falls in, how much tap water falls in. But because it was less than 40 saw, 3 lugim will make it possible now. Doesn't matter how much rainwater now comes, because you didn't have a nucleus of that 40 saw. Our Mishnah, I mean, it does matter how much rainwater. What it means is that once you have an unfinished mikveh, then all it takes is 3 saw of maim shuvim, 3 lugim maim shuvim to make it possible. Our Mishnah comes to tell us that according to the Chachamim, when these 3 lugim of maim shuvim fall into an unfinished mikveh, unfinished meaning less than 40 saw, it'll only render it unfit if it falls from 3 kalim or less. But if it's sprinkled from 12 kalim, even though altogether there was the quantity of 3 lugim, it will not render this mikveh possible. So we go according to the cheshbon, means the cheshbon of kalim. How many kalim did the 3 lugim fall out of? That's one explanation. Second explanation. This is the way the Rambam learned, or the way that others learn, and that is a mikveh that has 21 saw, that is not maim shuvim, that's pure rainwater, you can add it up, you can complete it to 40 saw of maim shuvim, either obviously through rainwater, but you can also do it through what's called hamshacha, by drawing the water along the ground. Rather than pouring water from a keli, from a bucket into the mikveh, which would be a problem, because then even 3 lugim would make it possible now, you could make a trench and drag the water along, pump the water along the trench in the ground, and that'll go straight from a distance, and it'll go from there along the trench and into the mikveh, and that's called hamshacha. That is valid. You can do that by taking a bucket, pouring it into the trench, and it'll fall into the mikveh. That's called hamshacha. But you can only do this if you have a majority of 21 saw. The majority of a kosher mikveh must be originally there, which is not shuvim. 21 saw. According to the Rambam, a little bit more than 20. So, our Mishnah is telling us here that the maim shuvim, according to this pshat, the maim shuvim will only render the mikveh possible according to the cheshbon. It'll only be according to the cheshbon, meaning according to the cheshbon of how much mikveh kosher was there to start it off. If you had 21 saw, it'll be all right. If you had less than 21, so if you only had 20 saw of maim ksherim, then because you don't have the roiv, the majority of that initial mikveh of maim enim shuvim, it will not help you to draw it along. You won't even be able to do hamshacha. These are the two explanations which are brought in the Gemara, in Bavli, to explain our Mishnah. The Bavli, it's in the Gemara Temura. Mishnah Zayin. Sa'ot trumosh enofla lameya. You have a sav cholin that fell into 100 sav cholin. And it's all bottle. except that you have to take out of this mixture one saw from this mixture and give it to the kohen. Higbia, let's say the fellow lifted that saw out of the mixture, v'naflacheres, and now another saw falls into this mikveh, into this chulin, not talking mikveh, into the chulin. Higbia and v'naflacheres, he took it out like he meant to, give it to the kohen, and now another saw falls in. Harzumataris, the mixture is still mutter, because each time a saw of truma fell in, it became bottled, became nullified, because there were 100 other saw in this pile. But how long can this go on for? I mean, there's got to be a time where there's so much truma in it that it can't be bottled anymore. And the Mishnah says, yes, ad shetirbe truma al-chulin. This can keep on going until the quantity of truma that's there is more than the chulin. And here we have two ways of understanding it, the Rambam and the way the Ravid and the Rabbit and others learn. The Rambam learns pshat, what the Mishnah means by ad shetirba, until there's mutrim cholin, that you can keep on putting more and more and more until there falls into the 100 of cholin altogether. There were 100 saw of truma that fell in, 100 saw and a bit more of truma fell in. If they fell one after another, one saw falls in, another saw falls in, and if you add them all up, there was 100 saw that fell in into this 100 chulin, then the whole thing is meduma, then the whole thing is awesome. Other mafarshim are more strict, and they say no. Even if they fell into this original 100 of chulin, 51 sawim of truma, saw after saw, you put one saw in, one saw out, even in such a case, we are choshesh, we are worried, that each time, maybe the saw that he picked up and gave it to the kohen, maybe that was the chulin saw. So if that happened 50 times, that means that 50 chulin went out, and the truma, and all you've got now is you've got truma there, and you've got now a majority of truma, and that would make it meduma, that would make it awesome.